Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. Lord, bless all the listeners today. Let them know, God, how much you love them. I pray that if there's one on the sound of my voice that have not given their hearts and lives to Jesus, I pray right now they'll make that decision in their heart to serve you and ask you to come into their hearts and lives. I pray that you save that man, save that woman, draw them in by your tender mercy and your tender love, and I thank you for it in the sweet, sweet name of Jesus. God is so good, and God is so merciful. Today, I pray you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord. You know, I'm amazed at how you have to beg people to go to church to be blessed. You have to beg people to go to the house of God to hear God's precious word that will never fail and hear God's precious promises that he'll never back up on. You know, in Galatians, and I read this last week, but I want to read it again. In chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Ye did run well for a while, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Well, what did hinder you? You know what? If you don't ever show up for church, you don't never come, you're not in the program, the least little things are going to sidetrack you. You almost remind me of the man that told a preacher after coming out of a service, he said, "You know, I don't think I'm ever going to come back to this church ever again." And the pastor said, "Well, why is that?" He said, "Well, every time you come, you sing the same songs, Silent Night and He Arose." In other words, guess what? Two times of the year, he only went to church. You know what? If you went to work just twice a year, you'd be pitiful. And most of all, you would be unemployed. Somebody else would have your part-time job. Oh, I pray you do have a full-time job. That's a rare thing in our country now. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I'll go on to something else. But let me tell you something, if you're not faithful to the house of God, if you're not faithful to do God's word, and you're not faithful to stay in the word, now I know there's people under sound of my voice that you incapacitated because of health and other reasons, you can't go to church like you would want to. But there are broadcasts, there are ways you can read your Bible, there are many avenues that you can get the word of God in. But today, if you're able to get up and go to the house of the Lord, do it. If ever there was a time we support our churches, if ever there was a time we support the faith of Jesus Christ, it should be now, because Christianity is under a severe attack. Christianity is being discriminated against, and we need to stand up for our rights and not let things hinder us from standing up and saying, "Listen, I live in a country that there's one nation under God. I don't know what you say about your country, but the country that Blondie Gregory lives in is one nation under God. You live under what you want to live under. I'm living under God. Come on, and I'm being blessed. I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. God is faithful. It's God's fault that I'm so blessed. It's God's fault that he's allowed me to preach his word. It's God's fault that I can sit here today and preach the word of God all over the world. It's God's fault that he's made this opportunity for you to hear how much he loves you. It's God's fault that you're hearing the word of God now. He loves you so much, and he does not want you to choose hell over heaven. It's God's fault that he's throwing out the lifeline one more time. It's God's fault that he caused you to turn the radio on at this time. It's God's fault that this message is going across the air. And let me tell you, these messages that are going out and these broadcasts are going out with great sacrifice, because let me tell you, it takes money, it takes time, and it takes effort to put out the gospel on these airways. But I'll tell you one thing, what God ordains, God sustains. I said what God ordains, God sustains. And this thing's not over with yet, but don't let anything here hinder you. Pick up your cross, follow Jesus, go that extra mile, go all the way with the Lord, and don't quit, and don't give up, and don't become discouraged. I pray today that you'll keep your eyes on Jesus. Pray the prayer that Jabez prayed. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And if you put your eyes on God, he'll lead you in the right direction, and he'll tell you what to do, and he'll bless you, and he'll give you strength to run the race. God bless you today. Have a beautiful day.